Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. For this week's Images of the Past, we look at the woman who changed the gender balance of physicians in Deadwood, if only by one. Carolyn Weber is Executive Director of Deadwood History Incorporated. She joins us with the story from Deadwood on the phone. Carolyn, welcome back to In the Moment.
Thanks, Lori. Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to apologize to you before we even begin because, with the weather, we're going to have a short conversation, you and I are, today.
Yeah, there's pretty active weather scene out there, understandable.
But this is an amazing story, and folks can see it at sdpb.org/images of the past. But tell us a little bit about Flora Hayward and how she decided to become a doctor at this time.
Well, Flora, I don't know why she decided to become a doctor. She was living what seemed to be a fairly comfortable life. It was in 1875, and she was 37 years old. She was married. She had a young son and a young daughter, and her husband had a stable life working as a brickyard business, and he did really well at that, and she was working at a normal school as a teacher there. And all of a sudden, at the age of 37, she decided she wanted to attend medical school for whatever reason. I don't know.
How unusual was that for a woman at that time?
It was pretty unusual. In fact, statistics have shown that there were only 63,000 students that were attending higher education classes in 1869 and 70 in the U.S., and only 21% of those students were women. So she was definitely a minority in the medical field.
And how does she end up in Deadwood? What brings her here?
Well, in 1888, her daughter, Emma, had been diagnosed with consumption, which now we know as tuberculosis. And Flora thought that a change in the climate would improve her daughter's health. And she thought that, well, Deadwood would be great. It's in mountainous environment, fresh air. She thought it would be just the ideal environment to improve her daughter's health. So that's actually what made her decision to come to Deadwood.
And does she focus in her practice when she gets here? Does she focus on women, or how does she set up shop?
She purchases a home here in Deadwood, and they both live in the home, and then she runs her business, her medical practice, out of there as well. And she wanted to. She worked in homeopathic medicine, and she wanted to help women and children. Is basically what she was all about. Yeah.
And what kind of community member does she, is she sort of welcomed and accepted and has an influence on the community like you would expect many physicians at the time to have done?
Yes, she was. She was very welcomed in the community. She had a thriving business. She had a lot of patients that she saw. She was also active in, the Women's Christian Temperance Union comes to mind. And then she was on the Board of Education in town. She was elected to that. And she just was participated in a lot of different activities, as did her daughter at the time, too.
Her daughter, Emma, the one who was sick.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
So when she got to Deadwood, she was well for a couple of years. And then in 1893, her health really took a turn for the worse. Emma's health did.
A remarkable story, Carolyn. We want to hear so much more from you next time, and we're going to go to our weather coverage now. But you can find images and the full story of Flora.
Flora.
I forgot. I just spaced on her name right there at the last minute. sdpb.org/images of the past. Carolyn Weber is Executive Director of Deadwood History Incorporated. Thanks so much, Carolyn. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Lori.